CatCatcher 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday morning. It is the 23rd day of September, International Day of Sign Languages Day. Jana, here's the only sign language I know. Sorry.
Is it this one?
No, this one.
That's not nice. I said I love you. That's not what Joe did.
I tried not to show you that.
Yeah.
It's Great American Pot Pie Day today.
Ooh, beef or chicken.
And Redhead Appreciation Day.
Shout out to Taylor. You know,
good and bad in every redhead. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. Political leaders in Abseek and Galloway Township are attempting to prevent transient individuals from residing in many of the hotels and motels along Route 30 in Abseek. The White Horse Pike Business District has become well known as a location where homeless people live in motels for long periods of time. Abseek officials and residents complain that other South Jersey towns are actually bringing homeless or drug addicted people into town on buses and dumping them in Abseek and motels.
The former site of the Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City is back on the market. A listing for the former Trump Plaza property is now published. Not asking price has been given for the site. The property is almost 1.2 million square feet and sits on valuable boardwalk and oceanfront property.
Groups interested in taking part in Ocean City's annual Halloween parade next month can now register. The 77th annual Halloween parade will take place the evening of October 30th on Asbury Avenue in Ocean City.
And your South Jersey weather for today, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm this evening. High of
107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's fangirl update.
Scotty McCreery and his wife, Gabby, are expecting baby boy number two in November. And their toddler, Avery, he's already got a name picked out. I got to say, I approve. Beauberry McCreery. That's after the Bojangles Beauberry Biscuit. Scotty joked that his kid is very committed to the name. Mom and dad probably won't go with it, though. They love his enthusiasm. Listen, I tried Bojangles many times. I used to bring home a dozen Beauberry Biscuits every single visit and freeze them. So I'm with Avery on this one. We've got that up for you right now, catcountry1073.com. Keith Urban is basically royalty in Australia, right? We know that. He's from there. And his opener, Chase Matthew, on this tour says fans make that very clear. He joked that people don't recognize him until he hears that he's touring with Keith. Well, duh. And then suddenly they're so hype about Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. He says it's so funny to see the difference between Australian fans and American fans because of how obsessed they are with both of them. We've got that up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's fangirl update on Cat Country 107.
It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Tuesday morning. It is the 23rd day of September. Hope all is well with you. Coming up in about an hour, 7:20, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What's the embarrassing reason you ended up in the ER? What did you do?
Yeah.
I think every ER story is
nuts.
What did you do?
Yeah, always.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We want to hear your embarrassing ER story. Your first chance to win will be at 8:20 this morning. Well, you've heard of the saying, apple day keeps the doctor away, right?
Yes.
We're going to have to update that too.
Oh, no.
Broccoli, cabbage, and bok choy and an apple can keep the doctor away.
Oh,
Large study conducted in China found that chemicals in broccoli, cabbage, and bok choy can help protect against lung cancer.
Oh, wow.
So this... Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Big thank you to Molly. She lives in Leeds Point. She sent us the joke we're going to use this morning.
Leeds Point. Awesome. Thanks,
Molly. I don't know if
Molly.
Her last name is Leeds, but you never know. Mm. All right. A husband and wife went to breakfast at a restaurant where the senior special was two eggs, bacon, hash browns, and toast for $9.99. Sounds good, said the wife, but I don't want any eggs. The waitress warned that I'll have to charge you more because you'll be ordering a la carte. The wife said, you mean I'd have to pay for not taking the eggs? The waitress nodded. The wife then told her, all right, I'll take the special. The waitress then asked, how do you want your eggs? The wife said, raw and in the shell. And she took the eggs home.
As she should. As she should.
By the way, when we started the joke, we told you it was husband and wife, and you noticed the husband didn't talk in the joke.
Time.
So it's like real life.
Right.
Yeah. It's Cat, first of 10 chances today to win the moolah. We're talking cash cow. $1,000 on the line today. Cash cow brought to you by our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. Cash Cow. First chance to win $1,000 comes up at 8:20.
Money coming your way.
Put a reminder in your phone. Let's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we going?
London, England. Like many of these stories, it's not quite easy to tell whether the story is dumb or it's actually kind of smart.
All right.
The staff at a local hospital went in panic when the patient went missing. The man was recovering from a car crash. He had several broken bones. The alert, though, was canceled when the man was located in his favorite pub 2 miles away.
Smart man.
It seems his friends had come to the hospital and wheeled him to the ER. Joe and John, a question of the day today. How did you end up in the ER? Tell us about your crazy emergency room story. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. Things you need to know this morning. Political leaders in Abseek and Galloway Township are attempting to prevent transient individuals from residing in many of the hotels and motels along Route 30 in Abseek. The White Horse Pike Business District has become well known as a location where homeless people live in motels for long periods of time. Abseek officials and residents complain that other South Jersey towns are actually bringing homeless or drug-addicted people into town on buses and dumping them in Abseek and motels.
The former site of the Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City is back on the market. A listing for the former Trump Plaza property is now published. Not asking price has been given for the site. The property is almost 1.2 million square feet and sits on valuable boardwalk and oceanfront property.
Groups interested in taking part in Ocean City's annual Halloween parade next month can now register. The 77th annual Halloween parade will take place the evening of October 30th on Asbury Avenue in Ocean City.
And your South Jersey weather for today, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm this evening. High of...
It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Birthday Shoutouts start right now.
Here we go.
Happy birthday, Eddie Elliott of Woodbine. Kimmy Sue of Millville has a birthday today. It's Kimmy. Lauren Heron's birthday. Lauren is from Village. She's 52. Happy birthday, Marlene Dallin of Egg Harbor City. Kim from Vineland is 58 today.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Happy birthday to Diana from Cape May Courthouse. And Alexandra Gonzalez of Egg Harbor Township, 42. Happy birthday, Alexandra Gonzalez. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday Shout-Out today, Eddie Elliott of Woodbine. Woo! Happy birthday, Eddie. Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Or Joe and Jana, question of the day today. How did you end up in the ER? What crazy story do you have? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. A lot of stories in. Carl says, junior year in high school during tennis practice, I tried to jump the tennis net. Didn't make it. Broke and dislocated my shoulder.
Oh, my gosh. Ow.
Jessica D'Amato, in my high school woodshop class, oh boy, I got super glue on my finger, didn't know it, I had an itch in my eye, and
no.
I ended up gluing my eye shut.
Oh no.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Yeah, we have a lot of messages on the app actually. Deb Capasso, she says she broke a bone in her foot. When her foot rolled off her shoe, she said all she was doing was walking down a handicap ramp. Yeah. She said a friend said that she needed to come up with a better story. That's what Kane Brown said to me when I told him about my ankle when we saw him when he was just here in AZ. Yeah. I feel that. I fell off the steps dropping off flowers to somebody on Easter Sunday, and it was not. I wish it was a cooler story, for sure.
John from Ocean City. When I was 8, I swallowed a marble on a dare. Spoiler, it didn't pass naturally.
Oh, yes. Gosh. Ew. We got another one on the app. Summer Teal says, not her, but her brother. She said, my brother punched a car window and got glass in his...
15 minutes. In the meantime, our Joe and John a question of the day today. How did you end up in the ER? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. I like this from Liz Raybush. She said, I was a teenager working at Lenape Park using a trash stabber thingy back in the 80s to pick up trash.
Oh, no.
And I stabbed my own foot.
Yeah. I knew that where that was going.
She says they never let kids use stabbers anymore.
Probably for the best, I would say. So you heard my story, right?
About yes, how your famous foot story.
Yes. So annoying. Do you have any crazy stories?
I've been in the ER, not lately, but I mean, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I played a lot of softball. And
okay.
I think I sprained my knee like 12 different times sliding into second base that I had to go to the ER. But the worst stories I have is when where I was a kid. One involved my sister. I was probably 5. She was 3. We were in the basement. I said, hey, go upstairs to your bedroom and get whatever. We were playing. So she raced up the stairs.
Oh, no.
And like an hour later, I noticed that she hadn't come back to the, down the stairs. And I'm like, Mom, where's Kathy? Oh, your dad had to take her to the hospital. She ended up falling down the stairs and breaking her collarbone.
It's all your fault.
Well, it is. And my best story is when I was probably 4 or 5 months old, my dad had to take me to the emergency room.
Because?
He was in the living room. He was playing airplane with me, swinging me by my arms.
Oh, no.
And ended up pulling both of my arms out of socket.
That's why they say don't do that.
And even then, they asked parents a lot of questions.
I'm sure.
As to why, what happened to your kid? Going, Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number 609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs today on trivia, 2 tickets to see singer-songwriter Jamie Johnson.
Very nice.
He's going to be at the Tropicana in Atlantic City Saturday, October 4th at 8 p.m. You've got 2 big tickets for the show when you win this morning. Here's the question. If you're an average adult, you'll do this about 15 times today. If you're an average kid under 10, you'll probably do it about 400 times. What?
Am I allowed to guess?
Yes, let me ask the question one more time.
Okay.
If you're an adult, you'll probably do this about 15 times today.
Uh-huh.
If you're an average kid under 10, you'll probably do it about 400 times a day.
Okay.
And what is your guess?
Clap your hands.
Do kids clap their hands a lot?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I must have missed that part of my childhood and my kid's childhood.
There you go, I did it 15 times. That would be right.
Kids are clapping their hands all the time?
I mean, they might be, yeah. I would say, yeah, they are. They clap a lot.
Again.
They go like this.
Not on my side of the train tracks. They weren't doing that.
What does that mean?
They were getting jobs, going to work.
Kids, 6-year-olds? I don't know.
They weren't clapping their hands. Labor. 609-383-1073. Backcountry Morning Trivia is on the air. It's day 2 tickets to see singer-songwriter Jamie Johnson. He did that song in Living Color. He's also written numerous hits for numerous people. He's going to be at Tropicana in Atlantic City Saturday, October 4th, 8 p.m. You've got 2 tickets when you were in trivia. Here's the question. If you're an adult, you'll probably do this on average 15 times today. If you're a little kid under 10, you'll probably do it about 400 times.
Jana's, not clapping.
Jana said,
it's not clapping.
Clapping because kids are at game shows all day.
You're so mean to me.
I can't remember.
Kids clap a lot because they get excited.
I can't remember kids clapping ever.
Okay.
I must have been at work when my kids were growing up and clapping.
Probably.
If you're an adult, you'll do this 15 times a day. Kids, 400 times a day. What is it? Hi, Cat Country.
Check your phone.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Little kids don't have phone. Well, maybe they do now. I don't know. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Good morning. Is it Smile?
You're really close. I'll give you one more guess.
Laugh
is absolutely right. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Samantha,
where are you from?
Brigantine.
We've got 2 tickets for you to see singer-songwriter Joe and Jana. I'm sorry. I'm still laughing at your answer. Oh, and the answer, in fact, was laughing. Yes. Trivia question, if you're an adult, you do this 15 times a day. A kid under the age of 10 will do this 400 times a day. The answer, as Samantha guessed, was laughing. You said clapping.
Yeah.
Now, okay, maybe I'm wrong here because I went to ChatGPT and they said that we really can't come up with an answer, but we're guessing between 100 and 300 times a day a 7-year-old will clap.
Told you. See, maybe that's not 400. Like then, I said, close second
must,
to laughing.
I must have missed out on the clapping phase of my kid's
my
life.
My goodness. My niece and nephew used to clap for everything. Like, I'd be like, what you clapping at? Like,
oh, Jana.
I just felt like, right. And like, they, like, the, like this thing.
And like, what's that?
I don't know. But like,
you're,
and then
you're
the
like
kids,
waving
like,
with your hands, but you're like,
then clapping.
One-handed clapping with your hands.
Yeah.
Is that another kid thing?
Yes. And then they're just like the happy hands. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Parents know. Happy hands.
Sure,
and
my,
then
my kids were sad.
And then, well, like, you have to think, too, like, when you're a toddler and you're teaching your kid, like, songs and games, They're clapping a lot. Clapping a lot.
Yeah. Learn something new today.
There you go.
Joe and Jana, our question of the day today. We're getting a lot of answers on this. We're going to keep going. Tell us about how you ended up in the ER. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Kelly says, I can't believe I'm going to admit this. I had an eye infection that needed drops. I also wore fake nails that I used glue for and carried around in my pocketbook. Got home from work and getting ready to go out for dinner. I was in a hurry and grabbed the nail glue and, yep, in my eye they went. Needless to say, instead of dinner that night, I was off to the ER. James Mono says, not that crazy of a story, but when I was in the third grade, I was trying to impress a girl at a birthday party, and I fell and broke my leg while roller skating. At that point, had three bones where only one was supposed to be, so it was a happy birthday. I need an ambulance.
Ali.
Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. Political leaders in Abseekin and Galloway Township are attempting to prevent transient individuals from residing in many of the hotels and motels along Route 30 in Abseekin. The White Horse Pike Business District has become well known as a location where homeless people live in motels for long periods of time. Abseekin officials and residents complain that other South Jersey towns are actually bringing homeless or drug-addicted people into town on buses and dumping them in Abseekin motels.
The former site of the Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City is back on the market. A listing for the former Trump Plaza property is now published. No asking price has been given for the site. The property is almost 1.2 million square feet and sits on valuable boardwalk and oceanfront property.
Groups interested in taking part in Ocean City's annual Halloween parade next month can now register. The 77th annual Halloween parade will take place the evening of October 30th on Asbury Avenue in Ocean City.
And your South Jersey weather for today, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm this evening. High of
107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one. They should build a separate grocery store for people who've actually purchased food before.
I agree.
Know how to push a cart and possess at least an ounce of spatial awareness.
Please? Yeah. Can we do that, please?
Number two, I never wanted to know the answer to anything bad enough to ask a question at the end of a meeting that's running 15 minutes overtime.
Absolutely.
Shut up. Number three, my favorite part of cleaning a mini blind is when I take it down, throw it away, and buy a new one from Walmart.
Every time.
Number four, when I was a kid, we didn't have influencers. We watched a monster who binged on cookies and a grouch that lived in a trash can. It was a simpler time.
Much simpler.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five, doctor's office and me. Doctor's office, you're overdue for a physical. Me, okay. We recommend you getting one very soon. Do I have to? You really should get one ASAP. Okay, fine. Schedule me for one then. Doctor's office. More of your funny ER stories coming up in a few minutes right now. Cash Cow is on the air. 10 chances today and every workday to win $1,000 in cash with Cash Cow.
And it's that time.
It's made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. Together, let's drive. What you need to do is listen at 20 minutes past the hour every hour from now through 5:20 p.m. today. Right about 20 minutes past the hour, we're going to give you a code. You take that code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, push the button that says Cash Cow, and type in the code.
Pretty easy.
The more codes you catch, the easier the chance to win. We recommend you buddy up with some folks.
So that you all
get every single code
yes, every day. Right. Everyone divides up all the times. You see where we're going with that?
There we go.
Yeah.
Here's your first code of the day. Your 820 code is 536.
536. There it is. Go to the Cat Country 107.3 app. Click on the Cash Cow button. Type in 536. You're on your way to $1,000. 1K could be yours. We have another code coming up for you at 1023.
107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Our question of the day today, kind of going into overtime. We got a lot of great answers on this. Tell us your ER story. How did you end up in the ER?
I love these stories. They're nuts, but they're funny.
I think every time anybody goes to the ER, it's kind of a nuts story. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. This is from Facebook. Kathy and Galloway, I dropped my phone in the shower.
Oh, no.
Slipped trying to catch it and broke my wrist.
Ow.
Double ow.
Ah. Jeez. And then, this is a now, too. Chuck from KMA Courthouse says, I tried to impress my friends by jumping off the roof into the pool.
Ah.
Ow. He says, I missed. The ER doctor said, well, at least you aimed for water. Yeah, there's that.
Ouch.
And then Brian from Linwood says, I thought I could open a can with a pocket knife. Ah! 10 minutes later, I was in the ER getting stitches. Yeah, that's nasty.
Donna from Galloway, my husband was doing a honey-do list, putting a bed together, fell with a cup of coffee in one hand and a folding chair in the other hand, broke the elbow.
Jeez.
Ended up in the ER during COVID, ended up having surgery and replacing the elbow. Yikes.
No, thank you.
One more. Tara from Mullica Township. Well, let's do Becca first. Becca says, the time I had pneumonia for prom, my doctor said it was just a chest cold. Went to prom, ended up in the ER with a 104.9 degree fever.
Oh, no.
Goodness. And one more. Tara in Mullica Township, when I was in college, I thought I was Rocky and decided to run up the art museum steps during wearing work boots.
Oh, geez.
Ended up tripping and falling, going to the ER to get stitches in my